So today we're going to talk about the Ten Commandments. Do you remember in Sunday school when you were small and you had to remember all the Ten Commandments, right?
Yes.
And especially if you were Baptist, you had to. We're going to start in chapter 20, and I'll read real fast because Larry, I don't want to get into a sermon. It said, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down myself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is in the Sabbath of the Lord, is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is in with these gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord that God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood far off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, that we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say any to the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto gods of gold. And it goes on and on. You know, it's just like we are today. All the people that he rescued out of Egypt, you know, they got so antsy and they got impatient. So what did they do? They started making idols. They, you know, were having immoralities, doing all that. That's just how we are today. We get so impatient with God. And they were doing all this stuff, and that's why Moses got so mad when he came back down the mountain there. He saw that they were doing all this, and he just lost it. He was so aggravated, broke the commandments. So let's talk a minute. It does say that God is a jealous God, right? What, you know, you think, well, how could he be jealous? Well, you put other things before him. That's how he gets jealous. And that can be anything. That could be cars, money, sports, your family, anything before God. If you love them and idolize them more than you do your Lord, that makes him a jealous God. Amen. Especially these idols. You know, you go in these places and they always have Buddha. You know, like where you get your nails done sometimes, stuff, they'll have a Buddha there and have food out for it and stuff. And I just think, oh dear Jesus. But anyway, he is a jealous God. And we're not supposed to steal. We're not supposed to commit adultery. And the Bible says, if you honor your mother and father, your days on this earth will be longer.
Amen.
You know, and that's why we have to honor them, no matter what. You know, we look back in our childhood, we may see some things that our parents might have done wrong to us, but we must honor your mother and your father.
Amen.
That's a good thing to do, right?
Amen.
We got a perfect example of this in the church with Kathy honoring her mother. Even though her mother gets testy sometimes, you know. It's, she knows it's for the best.
Yeah. And she was in, she started saying that, she smacked me on the arm and said, you better learn.
Oh, I think she's got that down. Okay, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. What does that mean, Brenda?
Should tell lies on people. Amen.
Right, you can't bear false witness against thy neighbor. And you can't covet what your neighbor has. Even the manservant, the maidservant. No. I don't think in my neighborhood any of my neighbors have those. We kind of have to do our own thing in that neighborhood. We do have a chop shop on one side, and we have a drug house on the next side. But trust me, I don't covet anything that they do. I do not.
Or that they have.
Yeah, right. Or that they don't have. Okay, let's see. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Yeah, we would throw that. And not taking God's name in vain.
Like, yes.
Go ahead, April.
You know, people get frustrated. They get angry and they say, gee, be it. You don't. And I got so angry and I said, he is not that. And I don't know where people get that where they use his name like that.
Mm-hmm. You can't hardly not hear it in a movie these days. I mean, if you're not watching a Christian movie, it's terrible. I know my grandkids, sometimes I go, oh my God, you do not say that. You say, oh my goodness, or oh my gosh. Don't even get near that word when you do. Why, Grandma? Because I said so. No. Because God is worthy of our praise and He is so glorious. We cannot say anything bad about our God.
Amen.
So, anyway, I had something else going, but God changed it, so maybe because He knew the time scheduling and stuff. But we do have the Ten Commandments, and they were in from the Old Testament. If you broke these commandments, lots of times you died. That's the reason why. That's the reason that Jesus died on the cross for us.
Amen.
Because He took that punishment for us, because God knew we were going to sin. Mm-hmm. So now, we still want to keep the Ten Commandments, though. We don't just throw them out the door just because Jesus bought us fire insurance, I've heard people say before.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. You want to keep the Ten Commandments, but Jesus died so we can have eternal life. We don't ever have to worry again, ever, ever. We're going to live eternally with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
That's so good.
Yes, it is.
So glad. I'm so happy. So, on Sundays, I think that's probably what most of us bend on. We're usually working. Sometimes we go home and throw laundry in, or we do this, or, you know, sometimes you just have to work on Sundays anyway, because you're so busy during the week. But it says that we need to relax and rest on Sundays, so hopefully we can all do that tonight. Like I said, God knows that we're impatient. The Egyptians, I mean, they had lives so bad, and they got out of all that, and they were going to praise God for the rest of their lives, and it took them no time to start getting impatient, griping, taking everything for granted. And we've got to quit doing that. You're going to have to wait on God. Either you're going to wait on God and try to be patient about it, or you're not going to wait on God and things are just going to be difficult for you. That's just the way it is, okay? So we need to learn to be patient and wait. So while we're waiting, we're actually trusting God. You've got to trust God. He does love you. He will never forsake you. He's always there. So let's do remember the Ten Commandments and keep them close to our hearts. But always remember that Jesus died for all of that. So whatever we do, Jesus had to pay the price for that. We owe Him our lives.
Amen.
So anyway, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You so much for Your Ten Commandments. Thank You that today we have Jesus Christ that died on the cross for us, and that we have eternal life, and that we don't have to worry about all the things that we do, because we can ask for forgiveness or repent, and God gives us that. He's just so wonderful and merciful. Father, please help us, though, to keep the Ten Commandments, honoring our parents, not stealing, not lying, All these things are so important, and I pray that we can do the very best that we can. Father, thank you for giving us your mercy and your graciousness. We just love you so much. I pray for each and every person here today that is representing here that we are warriors. We are survivors. I have learned that we are a survivor because of you, Lord. Thank you so much. We give you the glory and the honor today. And we just want to focus on today and focus on you that we may exalt you and love you forever. In Jesus' holy, holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen.